I will say this. I hope this doesn't embarrass the lady who is sitting here, but when talking with Lance Bass, Ellen.
Yes.
I said, who are some of your fantasies? He said, Victoria of the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Of course, now on her own, Victoria Beckham. So I said, bring her down the catwalk then. Bring her on in here. Vicky, darling, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you for coming to our show this morning.
No, thank you. I mean, it's great to be back. You know, I haven't been out in America for quite a long time. I'm out here recording on my own, and it's great to be back here. I love it.
What is your label now?
My label?
Yeah, your recording label?
Still Virgin.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? What? You have this look on your face like, I'm labeled as what?
I wonder what you were talking about then.
No, Virgin.
I thought it was you crazy Americans.
No. Do you fly Virgin also?
I mean, we do. Yeah.
I've heard that. I have never flown Virgin Airways, but I understand that once you're in that special area, once you save up and get a first class in Virgin, it's really hard to beat.
Yeah.
And you have your choice of... Now, Ellen, have you flown Virgin Airways?
I have not, but, our friend Annie flies back and forth to London and said it's an amazing experience.
Yeah. I personally think you've given them so much free publicity now that you should have free first-class flights, you're Virgin, right, around the world for the rest of your life.
Whenever you want.
Get Branson on the line.
Yeah.
We should do a little bit of a fashion report. She does drink her coffee black.
Yes.
And she enjoys a nice little sip in the morning. Look at this. This is fantastic. Go ahead, Ellen.
All righty. This morning, Victoria has some black leather on. Your hair has grown out. It's quite long. It's past the shoulders. She is wearing a headscarf tied in the back so that the long locks flow below. A tank underneath the black leather jacket shirt. And I didn't check out the footwear yet.
Okay, here you go.
She's wearing black stiletto patent leather boots. Wow.
Yes.
Those are beautiful.
Thank you. I made an effort for you all here at KISS.
You certainly did.
You look fantastic. Thank you.
You are a very shapely young mom, too, I might point out.
Thank you.
This doesn't just happen. You have to work at it to get back in shape this fast.
No, I have to say that after I had my baby, I was quite lucky. I'm actually smaller.
Mm-hmm.
In England, I've been really criticized for my weight since having a baby because I got quite thin.
Was it intentional or just seemed to happen?
No, it just happened. I mean, I haven't been to the gym once. I have to say, I never go to the gym. I hate it.
That's impossible.
All that sweating, you know, I don't like that.
That's impossible.
I don't do sweating.
Let's start with the obvious questions, and we'll work into real personal stuff, and then you'll walk out on it.
Oh, great. No, okay. That's fine. We like that. I'll start asking you personal questions.
Okay, good. No, let's fire back and forth. The Spice Girls, will there be a Spice Girls ever again?
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, it's been a little while because obviously we're all very busy, apart from two of us being mums.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to have solo careers as well. And it's having the best of both worlds, still being part of a band, but also, you know, obviously doing your own thing. So definitely, I mean, we've got a third album, which is coming out on the 7th of November.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, you know, 11 fantastic songs on there. And we're still very much together, you know. We don't know if we're going to tour. We don't know what we're going to do. We just don't feel that we have to prove anything anymore. You know, the album's done. It's been a while, but as well as, you know, four Spice Girls, you've got four fantastic solo careers that are happening as well.
Which is just the natural evolution, and girl power was good, but now look how wonderful woman power is.
Mm. I mean, by the way, Victoria, nice rock.
She's talking about your ring.
Did
David give this to you?
This is my wedding ring.
Mm-hmm. Look at this. Do you mind describing your own wedding ring? Because I don't want to exaggerate. This is a beautiful ring.
Thank you very much. So that's my wedding ring, and this is what he bought me for my wedding anniversary.
Oh, my God. So. Did you get something for having the baby, too?
Yeah, I got a Mercedes.
Good going, girl.
You know, I'd really like to lie and sound really grounded, but, you know, that's just...
Physically, what attracted you to him? Because this is a good-looking man. Look at this shot of you two together.
Yeah, he's really, really, really handsome.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very handsome, and he's very fit. He's got a great bottom, you know, all the muscles in the right places. So he's really good in bed. There you go. That's what you wanted to hear.
No, but now that you brought it up, I did want to hear that. It just sounded better the way you said it. But any injuries? Has he suffered any injuries that are serious?
No, he's been very, very lucky. I mean, they get the odd, you know, knocks here and there on their knees. But he's very lucky.
For those who don't know, she's married to a professional athlete.
Mm.
Probably one of the finest 10 or 15 football players in the world.
Right, Manchester United.
He actually has been... he got an award a couple of weeks ago for being the second best footballer in the world.
Whoa.
So yeah, he's great.
On that level too, I mean, it's so competitive, just a fourth of a second off, or just a little bit of lack of peripheral vision, and you go to the number 5 or number 11, and then all of a sudden you're number 20, you know.
Mm.
But
mm-hmm.
other than being an athlete, which doesn't last forever,
mm-hmm.
you've had these conversations with him. What does he want to do after this? Does he want to stay in sports or what?
No, I mean, he doesn't want to be a manager. I think that what he'd like to do is work with children.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Teach kids how to play football. You know, he's a real family man. That's what I love about him so much. You know, he's a fantastic father. You know, he's been brilliant with Brooklyn. He'll bath him, change his nappies. He's absolutely brilliant.
You're kidding.
With him. No, he's absolutely fantastic, you know, and he knows that, you know, the football's great, but it's not going to last forever. And his family, it's the same for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The music's great, but that's not going to last forever. People aren't going to be interested in listening to my music or reading about me forever. So our family is definitely the most important thing to us. And he's a really caring, nice guy, and he's damn good looking as well.
And good in bed.
Yeah.
Hey, Ellen.
Like you
seriously. You like,
calm down, Ellen.
Could we just let Victoria see that and not you? I mean, this is much better if she says that.
I'm so sorry.
Please forget. If you weren't doing this, though, touring, Virgin Records, whatever, what would be your second choice, you think, as a career?
I would quite like to have something in fashion, I have to say. I'd love to say I'd be happy sitting at home being a housewife, which is a great job, but, you know, I have to be active. I like to do things. I'd probably like to write music, you know, if I wasn't actually performing it.
That you can do. You know, I mean,
I
I'm sure many...
As well.
I picture you and Sting getting together.
Yeah?
And writing something. I picture you and... who do you picture, Ellen?
I know who I picture.
Oh, who do you picture?
Who do you picture?
I want to write a song, and I want to record with Eminem.
Really?
Wouldn't that be
Marshall
different?
Mathers? Eminem would be fantastic.
Why not?
Because you know, like, in his first song, he said he didn't know which Spice Girl to impregnate. Hey, now, I'm not saying that. I think that came out a little bit wrong. I'm not interested in him like that, but I think it would be a great...
Yeah.
It would be great.
There's a tremendous amount of angst, as they say, with this guy, because his mom is suing him for $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he really had no relationship, no father figure to base his life on which to base his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's really one of those that I think he probably should be medicated, but unmedicated. Well, think about it.
No, it's true. Go
think
on.
Think about it. Unmedicated, he's like a freak to watch.
Yeah.
And until he finally goes on lithium, he's going to have number one selling hits.
I think he's great.
Well, I do too. Anyway, we're getting spiced up. Victoria's here. Do we get a chance to listen to this song?
Yeah, we do. Have we got the song now?
Yes, we finally have. Okay, stand by. I need your feedback as a listener on it. I do say this. We had a sneak preview of it. Really good. Coming up next. Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want.
There. Look at the watch.
Checking out the jewelry.
Hold on. Close. I want you to just describe this watch, Ellen.
Okay, this is it's quite a large square. Well, really a rectangle, and then it's lined with big diamonds. I'm not talking, you know, some people have diamond watches, but they're little diamonds. She has like big diamonds all the way around back to it. It's a pave. And then also a diamond on the place where you wind it.
Oh,
and it's got like the sharp edge, so you can feel it. And then there's pave diamonds on the inside.
This rivals Cisco's watch that he showed us.
Do you know, there is one other lady in the world who has this watch.
And who is she?
Madonna.
Oh.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
How
a
cool
great...
Is that?
That is so cool. It's a great watch, though.
Your watch sisters.
That is a great-looking watch. And as you say, pave?
Yeah, pave, you know, where the diamonds are paved onto the face.
Well, where did you and Madonna purchase the watch?
In a shop in London, in Bond Street.
Very nice.
You know, I was talking with Madonna, and she was just being very straightforward. She said, you know, I'm going to have my baby in Los Angeles, and I just feel more comfortable there. Mm-hmm. And then she was just joking and said, have you seen the hospitals here in London or in England? And she was joking around, and it got all over the London paper.
Maybe you saw it in the tabloids about Rick and how he brought it out of Madonna that she was having a boy and having it here.
Oh, I see. You're the man.
Yes.
Oh, now, wait a minute. We're looking for July. 1-800-RICK-DES. That's RICKDES. It's $5 million. Holler! Gotta love that.
Excellent.
Who mixed that? I mean, these guys are amazing.
We wrote and recorded that with Rodney Jerkins.
Yeah.
So I think that's the good thing about this next album. You know, it's a natural progression for us. Mm-hmm. A lot of it we've done in America. We've also worked with Jam and Lewis. Mm-hmm. So it's great. A lot more R&B on this album, but we still sound like the Spice Girls. Still really good fun. We're all the same girls, but a bit more grown up.
Well, do you feel a different blend? Does it feel better with four as a blend than five?
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, obviously when Jerry left, it was strange at first. But, you know, we carried on. And, you know, now it feels like it's always been like that. It means that, you know, we can vocally, you know, we can sort of challenge ourselves more. Mm-hmm. And performance-wise as well. So we're very, very happy with the way that it is.
How's she doing?
She's doing okay, I think. She hasn't brought out a record for a while. But I think, she's doing okay.
Does she want to be like a mom and be at home and, you know, raise little Beckhams and stuff? Well, that's what you're doing.
Will you have another?
How many Beckhams will there be?
Oh, there's going to be so many. I love
a soccer team. She needs her own team.
I mean, how many children do you picture yourself having?
I'd like to have like 3 or 4 at least. You know, I love children. It's, mm-hmm. it's the most important thing to me. And being a mom is the hardest job in the world, but definitely the best job in the world.
Sure. Victoria Posh Beckham is right here.
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful response to the song.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's great for us. In England, people have gone mad for this, you know, mm-hmm. all around Europe. And America seems to be doing well, too. So that's great. We're very excited.
Well, look forward to be out on November 6th. The CD is entitled Forever. Mm-hmm. And this is something that you could do forever if you want, because, I mean, first of all, you're young, you're aggressive, you're a businesswoman, and your friends are in England now?
Yes, they are. Actually, I'm meeting up with Emma in New York because mm-hmm. we are hosting the English version of the VH1 Fashion Awards, we're going out there.
She is very unusual. She is one of those. Was she a gymnast at one time?
Who, Emma?
Yeah.
I mean, no, you're thinking of Mel C, the sporty one with all the muscles.
I saw Emma doing some...
She was just here not too long ago.
I saw Emma doing some stretching, yeah. too.
Yeah. But anyway. Stretching, Rick.
No, seriously.
Come on.
No, everybody knows sporty, but... Oh, God. Let's go back to, you know, Madonna was supposed to call, and I said, no, we can't really talk to you right now, Madonna. Is it true that she sent champagne to you at a restaurant in London?
Yeah, I have to say, it's an amazing story. I was at the Ivy in London with my husband and a couple of my friends, and the waiter came over and he gave me 2 bottles of champagne, and I said, who are they from? And he said, the lady in the corner. So I went over to say thank you very much, and the lady turned around and it was Madonna, and she was with Michael Jordan and Ricky Martin. And I said, thank you so much for the champagne. And she put her arm around me and she said to all of her friends, this is my friend from London, and she's just got married, and she showed everybody my wedding ring. And I was so not cool, it was embarrassing. I was such a fan.
What did you do?
Not a lot. I just stood there with my mouth open like, my God, this is Madonna.
But that's pretty... Of course, bottles of champagne, and you're looking around, you're wondering, you know.
Yeah.
So are you a vegetarian? Did you you have a full meal? You eat meat and all that other stuff?
Yes, I do. I eat fish and chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ellen, you eat everything, don't you?
Pretty much so. Yeah. Stop that.
No, she says she doesn't work out.
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable. Mm. But, you know, some girls can just not have to work out.
How many languages do you speak, Victoria?
I have to say, it's very shameful. I only speak English. A tiny, tiny, tiny bit of French and a tiny bit of German, but very mm-hmm. basic.
You're so close to France. Is there a resistance from the English to speaking French?
No.
I mean, you always hear about it, like, once you go in that tunnel, you never come out the same once you get close to that Arc de Triomphe.
It's the resistance of the French speaking English. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it goes both ways.
I don't know if you know this or not, but mm-hmm. the legalese we use today, mm-hmm. the different legal terms started in French.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the English picked up on it and anglicized it, and then it is Americanized, and around the world, it's still English transposed from French. I'm going to sue you.
Oh.
That's really what it is.
That's very clear.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully no lawsuits or anything going on right now. You're clean, no problems, no encumbrances.
Oh, there's always problems and things going on.
Isn't that good for you? That's your way of saying I'm successful.
Yeah, that's it. That's the mark, right?
Oh, yeah. Here's what happened. Let me explain what she's talking about. Okay, the waiter took the 2 bottles of champagne over from Madonna and Ricky Martin and Michael Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Okay, when the waiter was going over to the table, someone in Jordan's group pushed the waiter, and the corner of the table hit his thigh.
Oh,
he is
no.
now suing David and Victoria for $17 million.
Right.
There's something that those things happen. We were talking about the bonehead of the week. Are you ready for this? No, mm-hmm. McDonald's franchises are all over the world.
Right.
Can you believe there is an American woman with a straight face out there who claims that she was eating a McDonald's Big Mac. The pickle spilled out onto her chin, and because it burned her chin, she is suing McDonald's for $3 million. Her boyfriend, not her husband, her boyfriend is claiming that it affected their love life, and he is also involved in the suit and wants money. Here's what I suggest. And McDonald's, if you're listening to me, fight this one,
mm-hmm.
win it, and make sure you sue her and the lawyer who took her case.
I hear you.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so, and that is legal to do. In other words, she may not have any money, but wipe her out.
Oh. No. Make her pay your legal fees, yeah. McDonald's.
No. If whatever little she has, wipe her out, right. and her boyfriend. Make him not be able to work any shift at any factory anywhere. Wipe both of them
Ruin
out.
Ruin them!
Thank you.
Oh,
there you go.
Let's see some blood on the wall. Come on!
I know that we'd get it out of five.
She's a soccer wife.
She's a soccer wife. And Now, when you go to these matches in England, though, I mean, the people start jumping.
They get pretty passionate.
Aren't you afraid from time? Don't you have fear?
Yeah, I mean, I do get a fair amount of stick. You know, they have these hideous songs. They're not the most intelligent people, you know, English soccer fans.
Yeah.
And I do get a fair amount of abuse.
So when your husband comes home from the game, do you have any rules? Like, please, look, I went to your game. I viewed everything. You know, it was 0-0, and then some stupid person comes up and kicks and gets lucky and takes the whole game. After 4 hours of watching, it's 0-0. Do you have any rules? Like, let's not bring the game home.
No, we don't. I mean, we both, you know, that's why we get on so well, because I don't really know a lot about football. Mm. He doesn't really know a lot about the music industry, so it's good. The only fights we have in our house really are for the Sky channel, you know.
Oh, no.
Whether it's Sky Sports or whether it's MTV. so that's about it. But last time we was out here, actually, he went to see a baseball game. That's what it's called. Basketball game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
One of the playoff games.
It's okay. Listen,
yeah,
you know what?
He went to see
that's
that,
so refreshing, though. It's refreshing that if you say baseball or basketball or whatever, because around the world, I mean, let's face it, basketball isn't the same in England as it is
right.
here.
Right.
I mean, if you say Phoenix Suns, for example, in England, I'd say at least half the country is saying, what are you talking about?
Sounds like orange juice.
Yeah, it sounds like either an orange juice or some type of a forecast or whatever. So, now, is there a video? You mentioned MTV. There has to be an amazing video with this.
There's a great video, actually, which is being played on the box a lot at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's a great video.
Did Mel B cut her hair?
No, I think it's just kind of shrunk.
Oh. It's it's closer to her head now. I like it. It looks good.
My hair's grown really, really.
It really
Your
has.
Hair has grown a lot.
Yeah, it's grown so.
Now, these aren't extensions. This is your real hair.
Yeah, well, it's funny how when you become famous, your hair grows really quick.
Britney Spears, sometimes
it's
down to her rear end.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So it just grows really, really quick. I love Britney.
She has a look and an attitude, doesn't she?
She's fantastic. I'm going to go and see her in concert.
Now, she said that she was influenced by you. When she was in here, she said she was influenced by the Spice Girls and also just your way of carrying yourselves. And now she, what advice can you give, though? Because now that you've been through a certain level and Britney hasn't gone to that, well, she's quickly becoming that. Mm-hmm. But is there any warning you can give her?
I don't know if you can give people warnings, you know. I mean, she's so talented, and she comes across as a really nice girl, and I just think to remember your friends and stay close to your family. If you have the support of a strong family, I think that's what gets you through, because you've met so many people that have huge, big heads, and they become really nasty and very arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you've got a good family to keep your feet on the ground, that's the most important thing.
Great advice. Are your parents living?
Yes, they are. I'm very lucky.
And they're together?
Yes, they are.
That's rare these days, you know, and you have to ask those questions. The time was that you didn't have to ask that question.
And are they close to you so that they see the baby all the time?
Oh, yeah, great. They're great. So we're a very, very close family. So that's the most important thing.
Brittany, are you listening? Good deal. And again, Britney Spears now is she's up to where she has a diamond CD.
Oh, wow.
And a diamond CD, in fact, there are very few, the Spice Girls can claim this too. A diamond CD is 10 million copies sold.
Wow.
Spice Girls CDs in total. Has anybody told you how many you've sold in total?
I mean, it's over like 40 million or something crazy. I mean, it's great, and you know, it's all thanks to our fans. We've got some fantastic fans out there. It's been a long time, and you know, our fans have been very, very patient. And hopefully you're all going to love this album, and it would have been worth waiting for.
They have been. I mean, they've been waiting, what, 2 years now?
Yeah, it's been 2 years. So, but we think that, you know, this is such a strong record to come back with. The album is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just hope all our fans are still there for us.
It's called Forever. In stores November 6th or 7th, depending on where you are. Thank you so much, Vicky. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Back to your baby boy. Who's taking care of him right now?
My mum. My mum and Davey's mum. They travel everywhere with me.
Oh, how fun is that?
Rick Dees in the Morning, live from Hollywood.